Now WJR Health Watch. Here's Lloyd Jackson.
Brain surgery has come a long way, and one of the most exciting advances is laser ablation therapy.
Traditional brain tumor surgery essentially consists of removing a part of the skull through a larger incision and then physically removing the tumor. Laser ablation is a less invasive way of achieving the same means of either killing or reducing the amount of tumor that's there.
That's Dr. Ian Lee, a neurosurgeon at Henry Ford Health and co-director of the Hermelin Brain Tumor Center. Dr. Lee explains the ideal candidates for this procedure.
The latest evidence or the recommendations that come from our national societies recommend that it's used for either recurrent or newly diagnosed gliomas. And so while these are a relatively uncommon tumor, they're also laser ablation is also very useful for brain metastases as well.
Dr. Lee says recovery is often faster, complications are fewer, and patients can return to daily life sooner. Some patients worry about having a laser inside their brain. Dr. Lee reassures them that the procedure is highly controlled and monitored in real time.
The way we use it safely is by using a very fine navigation. So it's kind of like a GPS for the brain. And so we pre-plan our trajectory and then use a robot to place the laser fiber. In doing so, the risk of causing a bleed, which is the biggest risk with whenever you put something into the brain, is only about 1%.
For more information on laser ablation brain surgery, talk with your neurosurgeon or call the Henry Ford Hermelin Brain Tumor Center at 888-777-4167. I'm Lloyd Jackson for WJR Health Watch.